Let's talk about Canterbury. Michael Hooks is online. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Good, mate. I know it's a machine racing and we just keep going, but have you had a sleep in at some stage since the big build-up to Saturday?
Oh, well, I suppose everything points towards that race last Saturday, but the wheels have got to keep turning and you've got other owners to worry about and other horses hopefully get to the races. So just another day for us, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. I've got to ask, how did he come through the grey flash?
Yeah, he pulled up really good and from the run, and he's nice and bright. He's bouncing around and he's well. So anyway, it is what it is.
Yep.
It was a great day, and we'll live to fight another day.
I will say, and I don't normally, I like to present the news rather than say, you know what I mean. But I will say that I think Brenton did everything that he possibly can. I think that many in social media, we dare to give them voice. And they had a whack at Brenton, and I know Brenton responded in a way that he felt that he obviously wanted to by saying how he rode the horse and everything. But my belief is that Brenton was out there absolutely doing his best. He had to ride for luck in the straight, and the horse zoomed home. And who knows what another 50 metres. I know the race is over when it's over, but I think Brenton was harshly got at by a large group of people through social media. I don't know whether you want to respond to that or whether you're just happy for me to say it.
Oh, look, obviously Brenton handled himself pretty well on the day, and I think with the rail being out 6 metres, it proved a little bit tough for us. And look, there's no excuses. We're not making any, but Brenton handled himself in a manner that he always does, and he didn't have to respond to the criticism that he copped, but he did. I think he's handled it quite well. We're happy, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, understand. And is there any thought on where he goes next, the horse?
This stage, you run the Manicato.
In the Manicato on Friday week. Okay, good stuff. What about today, mate? There's a couple of genuine chances here today. How do you pronounce your first runner?
You tell me.
I'm asking you.
Swaffham Bulbeck.
Bulbeck, okay. Bulbeck it is. What are your expectations here?
Yeah, he's first up. He's a nice horse. Obviously, he's only had the one run as a two-year-old, but albeit he was a colt then, he's been gelded since. It's a tricky little race. Obviously, a handful of runners in it, but look, he's done well. He looks really good. He's drawn okay at the barrier. It really depends on tempo, but he's a nice chance. I think he'll be better as he gets on into his prep. But I do believe he'll be better next time around again.
I think Like a Bird's been pretty consistent this preparation. Again, a smallish field, but again, gets a suitable run out there sort of somewhere near the pace.
Yeah, she does. She's an on-speed runner, and last start she looked like probably the winner at the top of the straight and just got a little bit lost in the sense, but she's definitely trained on. Obviously, dropping her back to a midweek from a Saturday grade, but she's done super. She's really well. She'll appreciate it. Once again, it's a small field. She's an on-speed runner. She's drawn a good gate, and she's going to be right thereabouts.
Kilma Curro comes back from Melbourne from a pretty significant race, the JRA Cup, so drops back in grade and a little bit in distance.
Yeah, he does. He's been probably a little bit hot and cold, this horse, and obviously dropping a lot back in grade from a group race back to a benchmark on a midweek at Canterbury, but he's got his fair share of weight. We're claiming on him today, obviously, with Blake McDougall claiming three. And he's drawn okay at the barrier. Once again, small field, but I think that the track will suit. It's just about tempo with this bloke, but just trying to get him back on song and a change of environment, to be fair. So he's done everything right since he's arrived. He's only been here for a minute, but he looks good, the horse.
The Cheetah, another good chance for you in race five. Again, drawn softly here.
Yeah, good run first up at the Provincials, and blinkers have gone on today, and
yeah.
He's drawn a nice gate. He'll have a soft run, and he's going to be hard to beat.
Do you feel that just looking for the blinkers just to sharpen that end of the race?
I think so. His run the other day, he just got a little bit wandery on the corner, and he come again late. But, we've just decided to put the blinkers on, and I think that'll sharpen him up a lot. It'll make him focus a lot more, and hopefully today's your day.
The last couple of races, this seventh race could easily be run on a Saturday. Fujiwara is one that probably goes forward from a draw off its normal pattern, but by gee, it's a competitive race.
Yeah, last start she drew a soft barrier and she didn't really have to do, you know, too much work, whereas the start before at Canterbury she drew wide and she was off the course. But it's a bit awkward, the gate. You know, it's a good competitive race. She's done super, freshened up, looks good. Just probably, to be fair, would have liked to have drawn a maybe a touch better barrier. But in saying that, you know, we've got some weight off her with Andrew. She's got no weight. Hopefully she'll be able to use that. And she'll put herself somewhere on the speed thereabouts. But, look, it depends how hard they want to go with her and she can just slot in somewhere. But, look, she's an on-speed runner. It'll be left up to Andrew. But, you know, she's a good chance, but just would have loved probably to draw a little bit better.
And Artemis Rose looked all right in the trial coming back in the last.
Yeah, it was. Trialed very good. Only had the one trial and she's done super. But the thing I like about this mare is she just keeps improving all the time. But, you know, she's only had lightly raced. She's drawn a good gate today. She's got no weight. She'll definitely get better as she improves in the prep. But as I said, she's just taken a lot of time to come to hand, this Lonroe filly. But she definitely got her fair share of ability. She got beaten by Invincible Gem in her first start. And, of course, it went on to run second behind Inference in the Group 1 Ram at Guinea. So we've taken our time. We've been very patient. You know, James and Mrs. Bateman have been very good to us and they've let us do what we wanted to do. And we'll just poke along with her and hopefully today's her day.
Yeah, no, she's a nice type, Artemis Rose. That's race 8, number 12. And just before I let you go, mate, Inference, any word out of Melbourne from Wayne on the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, I spoke to him this morning. He's well. He's pulled up really good. And, you know, we're happy with him. He's had a good foundation going into the Cup. He's drawn okay in 9, the middle of the field. But in saying that, he's probably looking for ground. And he obviously, everyone saw his derby run in Melbourne. And hopefully he can produce a run like that. He's going to be right in the finish. But he's definitely had the miles in his legs. And his run last start was good. And the start before that was really good. But, you know, stepping to 2,400 is a different kettle of fish than what it is at 2,000.
Understand. But the one thing you do take, he is finding the line in those as the races stretch out. Mike, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Michael Hawkes joining us.